Now, friends, let us start. Let us do some sums regarding the topics which we have covered from the cost accounting subject, that is material costing, chapter number 2, chapter number 1 and chapter number 3. Chapter number 1 is regarding classification of cost. Then chapter number 2 is regarding materials and their inventory controls, in which we have maximum level, minimum levels ka sums, and we have economic order quantity. And in ABC costing, how the costings, we calculate the cost per unit on the basis of activities and their cost drivers. So I am solving with you some of the sums which will help us, help you people to at least understand the concept which we have studied clearly. That will make the concept very more clear. So that concepts is used for solving some of the problems, so that concept which we have studied in the cost accounting becomes very clear. So there are sums which can be asked regarding first chapter, second chapter, as well as third chapter. So some of the sums for your reference I am solving with you. So I will request you to take a rough book, at the same time calculator and a pen, so that you can solve the sum along with me. Then only you will enjoy this video very effectively. Yes, my friends. So I will give you a couple of minutes to just get your pen, pencil, as well as calculator, so that you can solve the sum along with me. Yes, you are ready? Okay, let us start with some of the concepts, means classification of cost regarding various elements, regarding time, regarding decision making, all that explanation. On the basis of that classification, how the cost is calculated, how the total cost of production can be calculated using some of the classification. Let us go through that all concept once again with the example of sums. Now, as I told you, that in classification of expenses, there are some expenses which are classified on the basis of behavior. On the basis of behavior, when I use the word on the basis of behavior, means I am talking about when the expense which fluctuates with the production, means which fluctuate with the production, means the expense which varies with the production. Means if the production is increasing, the expense will increase. If the production is decreasing, the expense will decrease. Such type of expenses is called variable expenses. Such type of expenses are called variable expenses. And the expense which does not fluctuate, it does not get affected by increase or decrease in the level of output, that is called fixed expenses. So keeping these two expenses in mind, I will be solving with you some of the problems. Now, in variable expenses and fixed expense, one thing you have to keep in mind, that variable expenses amount will fluctuate, but per unit cost will remain the same. For example, if I am taking raw material is 3 rupees per unit, if the raw material is 3 rupees per unit, it will remain 3 rupees per unit whether you purchase 1000 units, whether you purchase 3000 units. So 3 into 1000 it gives you 3000, 3 into 10000 gives you 30000, 3 into 1 lakh units produced by you gives you 3 lakh rupees. So the amount, the total amount in variable cost is fluctuating, but the CPU, the per unit cost of raw material, will remain the same. That is the speciality, that is a feature of variable cost. In variable cost, the per unit cost will remain the same, but the amount will fluctuate. And in fixed overheads, whether you produce 1000 units, 2000 units or 3000 units, the total amount of expense will remain fixed. So keeping that features of this expense in mind, we will solve some problem. Okay, so now I am giving one example, question number one, that cost structure for 5000 units is given to you. Cost structure for 5000 units is given to you. Say example, direct material is rupees 15000. Wages is rupees 20000. I repeat, direct material for 5000 units is 15000, wages is rupees 20000, variable factory overhead is rupees 30,000. Fixed overheads, is rupees 50,000. Now I asked to calculate cost of production for 6,000 units. This is the sum. So I want you to write this sum first along with me so that it will give you a better understanding of the sum. So this is my example. Cost structure of 5,000 units already given. On the basis of this cost structure, you are supposed to calculate the total cost for 6,000 units. Now take the help of that feature of that variable expense and fixed expense. Variable expense per unit cost will remain the same. Now how to calculate per unit cost? Now see, this is variable as well as this is variable. Factory fixed overheads is fixed. So in fixed overheads, the amount 50,000 remains fixed for 6,000 units, for 5,000 units, for 4,000 units, or you produce 10,000 units. That will not fluctuate in amount. Whereas in variable cost, the amount will fluctuate, but per unit cost. When I use the word per unit, how to calculate per unit? Per unit cost. How to calculate per unit? Divide all the variable expense with the production. That means 15,000 divide by 5,000. 20,000 divide by 5,000. And 30,000 divide by 5,000. What will be your CPU? 3 rupees, 4 rupees and 6 rupees. You got the point? Now you'll ask me, sir, how you come to know that it is 3 rupees, 4 rupees? My dear, variable expense, if this is the total variable expense for 5,000 units, I am supposed to find per unit cost. Per unit cost means 15,000 divided by 5,000, 30,000 divided by 5,000. That will give you 3 rupees, 4 rupees, 6 rupees. Yes, you can check with the calculator. And please use Indian calculator. Don't use China calculator. That may give you wrong answer. Yes, so it is a sound request from my side. Please use Indian calculator. So Indian calculator will give you 3 rupees, 4 rupees, 6 rupees. I will not take guarantee of any other company's calculator which is other than Indian calculator. Okay, so please be careful. Use only Indian calculator. That will give you 3 rupees, 4 rupees, 6 rupees. Okay, now I am using that feature of variable expense. That feature of variable expense says that per unit cost will remain the same. Now with the help of that, I will make a cost structure. I'll make a cost structure for 6,000 units, taking CPU and amount. I'll make a cost structure for 6,000 units. So let us start with direct material. Right? Direct material is 3 rupees per unit. Yes, please use the calculator. 3 into 6,000 gives you, my dear, 18,000. Yes or no? Why I am taking per unit? Because variable cost main feature is that per unit variable cost will remain the same, but the amount will fluctuate. See, for 5,000 it was 15,000. For 6,000 it is automatically increased to 18,000. So it is varying with the production. If the production is high, the expense is high. If the production is low, the expense is low. So direct wages is 4 rupees. Direct wages is 4 rupees per unit. So 4 into 6,000 gives you 24,000. Your Indian calculator is giving the same answer which I am getting. Yes, if you are using Chinese calculator, definitely this answer will not come. Okay, now variable factory overheads. variable, factory overheads. I am using short forms for you, but I am calling out the words so it will be clear to you. DM means direct material, direct DW means direct wages, factory, VFOH means factory overheads, which is 6 rupees, 6 into 6,000 gives you 36,000. And last one is the fixed cost. Fixed overheads or fixed cost. Take it as fixed overheads. No problem. Sir, why you are changing? It was fixed overheads. So, okay. Here also I will take fixed overheads. Fixed overheads, I will not see CPU, but I will take the amount same. That gives me the cost of total production of 6,000. So, please calculate for me. Yes, anyone from your side who is listening to me or who is watching this video can give me the answer. Yes, I can't hear you. Please, little louder. Yes, I got the answer. Now, I want to ask, I want other also to calculate and write the answer. The answer is 0, 0, 0, 10, 18, 1. That gives me 10, 12. So, 1,28,000 is the total cost. So you understood how the classification helped me to calculate the cost of 6,000 units production with the help of the figures which I had and with the help of that features of variable cost and fixed cost. The features, the speciality of variable cost is that the total amount will fluctuate but per unit cost will remain same. Whereas the feature of fixed overhead is total amount will remain fixed, the CPU will fluctuate. Here 50,000 divided by 6, whatever CPU is there, that will give you the cost per. You can calculate 50,000 divided by 6,000. Can anyone tell me 50,000, 6, 8s are 48, 6.3, something. So that will give me the total per unit cost also. So you can get 6 plus 4, 10, 13, 19.3 is the cost. Yes? Yes, you agree with me? If you divide 50,000 by 6, 6, 8 is a 48, 2, 6, 3 is a 18. Those 6.3, I have taken a rough idea of fixed variable CPU. So I think you understood this method, and I solved this calculation. I calculated this total cost with the help of the features of variable expense and fixed overheads. Is that clear? So let us solve one more problem so that it becomes more clear to you. Let us solve one more problem. Let us solve another sum. Cost of production. Cost of production is rupees 12 lakhs. Cost of production is rupees 12 lakhs. Okay. Now, selling expense is 10% of sales. Please. I am reading the words, making the statement slowly because I want you to write the sum along with this video. That is the reason I am making, so that it will be clearly understandable to you people. Right? Since you are watching, you are giving time to this video. So we want to give full justice to this time which you are providing it to me to see this particular video for this subject. Yes? So take the best use of this video. Now, next part of this question is, profit is 20% of sales. Profit is 20%. I will make a slight change. Take this as 20%. This is also as 20%. Now, my question is, find sales figure, find sales figure, profit figure, and selling expense. So in this question, I have just given you this small example that cost of production is 12, right? Selling expense is 20% of the sales. 20% of sales. Be careful. 20% of sales. Profit is 20% of sales. Now, These two items, after cost of production, if you add selling expense, you will get total cost. To that total cost, if you add profit, you get sales. Yes or no? So again, for your easy understanding, I'll make a table so that it will be easily conveyed to you. One, I'm making percentage column. Another, I'm making amount column. So this is a cost structure. This is a cost structure. Okay. Now, first is your cost of production. Cost of production. What is cost of production? That is 12 lakhs. Right? Acha. To this, if I add selling expense, right, I will get what? Total cost. What I will get? Total cost. To this, if I add some profit, what I get? I will get sales. Right? Now, since this percentage is calculated on sales, so if I am saying selling expense is 20% of sales, that means, and profit is 20% of sales, that means sale is the base. So I will take sale as 100%. Yes or no? Do you agree with me? Yes? I can't hear you. Please speak louder. Actually, my eardrums are not playing properly right now, today. So I want you to please be more louder. Yeah, now I understood. Yes, you understood? 100%. Because if I am calculating 20% of cost, then this will be the 100%. But if I am calculating 20% of sales, so sales will be 100%. Okay, if sales ka 100 ka 20%, that means profit is 20%. So, 100, if you are going from bottom to top, 100 minus 20, this becomes 80%. Again, 20% of sale, 20, so this will become 60%. Yes or no? Now, this thing is very simple. This is a simple maths which you used to do in standard 6th or 7th. Even a small kid from 7th standard or 8th standard will solve this after this. So, we are the management people. Now, it will become very simple. So, if 60% is 12 lakhs, what is 100%? So, what do you think? What will be the answer? Yes? What will be the answer? The answer is 100 into 12 divided by 60. Please use Indian calculator. I am just making so that it becomes simpler for you. So I am taking it as 20 lakhs. So sales is 20 lakhs. So I got the first answer, my dear. 20 lakhs. Yes. Now it becomes simple. 20% of 20. Yeah, someone is saying that now, sir, we will do it. Now you can do it, I know that. So what is the big deal in that you can do it? Okay, chalo, if you want to do that some, okay. Tell me, what is the next answer? 20% of profit? What? 4 lakhs. Thank you very much. So, go back, it will be 16 lakhs. Again 4 lakhs. So the cost structure is completed. So, have you enjoyed the sum? Yes. We'll move on to the next sum. Okay, now I'm solving with you one more problem. So please write the question along with me. Okay. Again, the question is cost of production is 12 lakhs. Cost of production is 12 lakhs. Selling expense is 20% of cost of production. Selling overhead is 20% of cost of production. I have written cost of production. This is a style of some people of writing production in a short form. Okay. So don't think something is flying above the production word. Okay. So cost of production. Profit is, you can see not cost of production, cost of sales. Profit is 20% of cost of sales. Find selling expense, profit, and sales. Now, since you are with me from last 10 minutes and you have solved with me two problems, I think this problem you can do it. What do you say? You will help me in solving the sum, or should I only solve and you will listen to me? What, man? You are telling me, sir, you only solve, will listen to me. So you have, since you are paid for the network charges, so you are taking the advantage of network charges. Okay, chalo, no problem. Since you are using some network and you are paid for that network, I am giving you the benefit and the advantage of that network charges. Okay, fine. I only solve the sum, plus you, but you help me in that solution. Okay. Now, again, the percentage and the amount. This is my cost structure. This is my cost structure. I am doing this simple example so that how the costing, how the calculation is done in the costing department for some of the product, simply way, I am just showing that so that you will be able to understand the classifications. Now here, cost of production is 12 lakhs. In this, if you add selling expense, if you add profit, if you add profit, whatever you get, that is your cost of sales. Now, what is the difference between the first method and the second method? The previous sum and this sum. Can you tell me? Yes? Yeah, you can tell me, because since you are, if you are speaking to me, the telepathy will convey the message to me. You don't worry about that. Definitely, just check. Yes, I got it. Sir, you are telling me, sir, in the last sum, the percentage is calculated on sales. And this sum, the percentage is calculated on cost of sales. So, you have told that on which the percentage is calculated, that is taken as 100%. Very good. That's great. I was not expecting this answer from you people. But telepathy is strong, so I got the point from you. That's great. Very good. That means this time, sales is not taken as 100%. Cost of sales is taken as 100%. Right? So, I think small changes I have to make it, because here I have to take the profit down. Instead of adding here, I will take the profit down. Okay? So, let us change some cost structure, because since it is calculated on cost of sales. So, this is cost of sales. So, cost of sales is 100%. Okay. Selling price is 20%. Then in that we add some profit, that will give you your sales. Now why I am not writing the percentage of profit, because here it is 100%. I will calculate the profit separately. Now see, this cost of sale is 100%. By adding cost of production plus selling expense, we get cost of sales, and selling expense is 20%. So what is this? This will be 80%. Now it will become very simple. If 80% is 12 lakhs, if 80% is 12 lakhs, what is your 100%? Can anyone calculate for me that if 18% is 12 lakhs, what is your 100%? So 100 into 12 divided by 80. Now 4, 2's are 4, 3's are 2, 5's are. So answer is 15 lakhs. So I got 15 lakhs. Now whatever answer I require, I can find out. Selling expense is 20% of cost of sales, which is 3 lakhs. Profit is also 20% of cost of sales, which is again 3 lakhs. So what is your sales? 18 lakhs. So slight different. Last time in the previous example, the 100% was taken to sales. Right, but in this example, sales is not 100%. Since they had calculated, told me to calculate, selling expense is 20% of cost of sales. What point? You got the answer of this? So I think it is clear now. Yes. Shall we move further? Okay, we'll move further. Let us do some sums regarding some other concept. Now, in the first chapter, you come across to a concept called classification of expenses or cost on the basis of decision making. In that, there was a concept called Conversion cost. Do you remember? I was explaining that. Yes? You remember? That's great. Very good. If you remember, that means you know that you then you will be knowing the definition of conversion cost. Yes? Can I get that definition? Yes? Yes, you can. You speak up. I will get the answer. Definitely I will get the answer. What do you think? Telepathy is very strong. Very good, very good. Yes. So what I got the answer, got the answer from the people who are sitting, who are listening and watching this to me, from your heart, directly connection to my heart. So the answer was, conversion cost is that cost, sir. They are giving me answer. Sir, conversion cost is that cost which is incurred to convert the raw material. Conversion cost, see. This is raw material. Conversion cost is that cost which is incurred to convert the raw material into finished goods. So conversion cost, this is raw material, this is raw material, this is finished goods. So the cost which is incurred to convert this into finished goods is called conversion cost. So the conversion cost is that cost which is incurred to convert the raw material into finished goods. So let us have one example of this. Right, so your direct material cost is rupees 60, wages is rupees 70, yeah, factory overheads is rupees 30, admin means administrative overheads, is rupees 40, and selling and distribution overheads is rupees 50. Find conversion cost. Find conversion cost. Now with the help of that definition which I just now give it to you before this sum, is that conversion cost is that cost which is incurred to convert this raw material into finished goods. This is your raw material. To convert this cost to finished goods, whatever expense you incurred, that is your conversion cost. Now from this example, can you tell me what is your conversion cost? Yes, I am getting the answer, sir. 60 plus 70, okay, plus 30, that is 160, plus 40, 200, plus 250. Sir, the conversion cost is 250. Okay, I got one answer, the conversion cost is 250. This is the first answer which I got right now from your side. Okay, fine. Someone is saying, sir, the conversion cost is, 60. Okay, plus 70, okay, plus 30. Fine. One person has told me 60 plus 70 plus 30. That is 160. And anyone else who want to try their luck? Like Sanjay Das was trying the luck of Imran Khan. Yes? Yeah, one more person is saying. Yeah, what is your answer? You are saying, sir, conversion cost is 60, okay, plus 70, plus 30, plus 40, that's much? No selling? Okay, then according to you, it will be 200. So this all answer I got. That means, I'm very happy that you people are brilliant, but at the same time, I feel very sad that you don't understand the simple meaning of English. See, in the diagram I made the clear. The cost which is incurred for converting raw material into finished goods. So this is the expense. What is the raw material cost? 60. So 60 you are not supposed to take, my dear. You got the point. This is already incurred. To convert this raw material into finished. So I am just talking about this expense. This expense will include wages and factory overheads. So I was telling you this way, raw material into finished goods, raw material into finished goods. Then also you are not able to understand my Dhamshira's act. Then I'm very sorry, I'm very much poor in my acting. Yes, so let us calculate according to this diagram. The conversion cost is the total of these two. So is it right? That is 30, 70 plus 30. So what is the conversion cost? 100. Hey, you are saying that, sir, I was about to tell. What? I have given enough time that I was about to tell, but till that time you didn't say the answer. Right now you are telling that I was about to tell the answer. What, man? You are supposed to tell this answer. Pakka. Okay, take a dairy milk from me. No problem. We'll move further. Okay? Thank you. We'll move, take another example of the same chapter. Okay? Fine, you are enjoying the lecture? That's great.